With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Would he have quarantined?
Basically, aliens are real and nobody cares.
NASA scientists detect evidence of parallel universe where time runs backwards.
Elvis Presley's ghost appears to King's cousin. Quote, I jumped, really freaked me out.
Aliens, ghost, goblins.
Britain's most haunted village.
It's about Neanderthals.
Interbreeding, that's pretty cool. Police officer finds human torso in a suitcase being carried by a couple walking on the road.
A meteorite that was spotted in the Netherlands.
Spooky video captures corpse waving from inside its coffin.
There's so many. I feel like there's quite a lot to discuss. There's a lot to unpack in the few we have already.
Yeah, because this is going to be like a full length weird news. It's not one of our like 30-minute weird news.
No,
people voted for this as well.
I love it. I love that.
So it better be good.
I saw, and you'd already replied to her, but I saw one of our messages from one of our listeners, and she was like, please, can you just do a silly one? Because all this news is bumming me out right now.
Yeah, well, that's because she had just listened to Goat Man. And do you remember on that episode, I said I was going to do a really silly episode, but I thought it'd be too silly, so I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I've had loads of people telling me to do that episode now, so that's what I'm going to do for my next one.
It's because it's like
next month people are going to get weird news and a really stupid one from me. It's just going to be a stupid month of weird tales.
I might do not a silly one, but maybe a more light-hearted episode as well then, because I'm a mm-hmm. bit bummed out with all the conspiracy theory
no
stuff.
I don't want to do any conspiracies at the moment.
Yeah,
mine actually does lead into conspiracy a little bit, but it's ridiculous. You could say it's like that's like saying our flat earth episode is about conspiracies. It's so stupid it barely counts as conspiracy.
Right. And I feel like when we first started the podcast, this stuff, it was like, it was kind of cool, but it was like, it was mysterious, it was fun, and the whole world's just taken it way too far now.
Yeah.
And it's almost like having conspiracy theories.
It's all this like, wake up, sheeple, this is actually happening. It's like, you're a fucking moron. Yeah.
They've taken over the conspiracy theory stuff. So now, if you say you're into conspiracy theories, people used to think you were a nut, but you were harmless. But now they think you're a fucking radicalized,
right-wing, fucking Nazi. It's
weirdo.
It's like the way that evangelicals have given Christians a bad name. These new conspiracy theorists have given old school conspiracy theorists a bad name.
Especially being white men. White men in conspiracy theories. It just all is, yeah.
That's the only people into conspiracy theories, isn't it?
It's been usurped.
But no more talk. Don't even want to mention it. I'm bleeping it. It gets bleeped alongside and I was like, what's the other C word? So are we all recording?
Yeah,
I'm recording. And then that was it. And then they were back to their phone scrolling again. Like, what are you doing?
It's depressing. It's like an episode of Black Mirror.
It really is. Oh, weird news.
Right, let's not talk about any of this. Right? Weird news is supposed to be fun. So, hello, you're listening to Weird Tales. This is Bob Shoy. With me, as always, are my two quarantined friends. Beef, say hi, Beef.
Hey, Beef.
And Tiss, say hi, Tiss.
Hey, Tiss.
Oh, lovely. We're back.
Right?
Yay.
Yeah. Do you want me to leave that silence of our enthusiasm?
Yay. We're back.
We are. No mention of the C word, any of them. We are doing a weird news episode because people asked for it.
Yeah.
And that's it. We're going to have a bit of fun.
We're on a bit of fun, definitely.
Yeah, we like these episodes. Weird news episodes are fun. They're just, I've been looking forward to this.
I was thinking, do you remember when we first started doing weird news? It was like, so we'd buy us time when we used to be weekly. We were like, we'll just put out weird news. It'll be like, fill out, it'll take us 20 minutes. We'll do it at the end of recording another one.
Yeah.
And Tiss always hated it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do remember quite clearly.
Dread it.
It's because the news people wound me up quite a bit when I used to have to read the articles.
The news
having
people.
To read when I had to read Sun articles out loud and be exposed to that level of stupidity, it really enrages me.
I'll be honest, when I find a story I like, if it's from a Sun, from like the Sun website or Sun newspaper, or one of those like ones, I will try and find the same story on another website now.
Oh, really?
Because I'm not laughing along with it anymore.
Yeah.
Saying that, the Sun. I'm sure we'll have something from the Sun amongst us.
Absolutely. Or the Mirror.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do a full-length episode of Weird News. We're going to talk about... If you listen to the show for a while, you know what Weird News is. We're just going to waffle on about nonsense that's been in the news. And it's been a while since we did one of these. I don't even know if... We haven't done one of these for ages, have we?
I can't remember the last time we did one.
I don't even know if we put one out
Patreon.
Last year.
Patreon.
I was just about to say, I don't think we've done one since 2018.
I feel like there might have been a Patreon one.
Yeah, we did a few little like mini Patreons, which are on Bandcamp, but we haven't actually done a proper on a full-length Weird News, so this will be interesting.
Yeah.
Should we get the big story out of the way first of all?
Let's do it.
I might even Let's just make this Hit the me. Name of the episode as well. So since we recorded our last episode, there was a big news story out. Basically, aliens are real and nobody cares.
Yeah, no one's responding to it.
No one cares.
No. But do you think it's because we've read all this before? Like, this isn't the first time that the news has gone, oh, there's evidence of aliens. We go, yeah.
I think there's just too much going on. It's like, I can't get aliens in
get
my head
news
at the moment
out
as
my
well.
Head. We've already got murder hornets. Don't want these bloody aliens as well. Can't deal with that. Yeah, I just think it's because people are bored of alien news, aren't they?
Well, also, the actual footage isn't very interesting.
No,
it just looked like a potato
captivated.
Being thrown through the air.
Yeah.
It's just like a dark circle going fast.
I was kind of hoping it would have been the Phoenix ones.
Yeah, I want it to look like a proper UFO, like a flying saucer.
If they'd confirmed the Phoenix, Arizona ones, I would have been like,
yeah,
strong move. Because that is the one where I point to and I'm just like, I don't care what you say. I personally think that was something.
Yeah.
Something weird going on.
So there were unidentified flying objects, but if you haven't seen the footage, the silhouette is just like a circle moving through the sky in black and white. And then some of the clips have a voiceover of the guys being like, well, you're seeing this? Holy shit, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
classic. I mean, I'll probably edit in the sound.
Dude, this is a fucking drone, bro. There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. Oh my gosh. They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west. Look at that thing, dude. That's not our LNS, though, is it? It's not.
That is an LNS, dude.
Well, if there's a...
Look at that thing.
It's rotating.
And the army have just confirmed that this is real. That's what it is, right? Tom DeLonge got possession of this tape.
Well, hang on a sec. Tom DeLonge's involved in this.
Yeah, Tom, I mean, I didn't know that. Check this up. I don't think I'm imagining this. I feel like this is the tape that Tom DeLonge got hold of.
We just presume he's involved if there's aliens there.
He must be. Must be.
He's been working on this behind the scenes for a while. You know, giving updates and stuff. I feel like this is the same thing. Yeah. He got a tape from one of his informants, I guess. And then the army just got hold of the tape from Tom and then confirmed publicly that they don't know what it was themselves.
So the story I've got here says the US Department of Defense issued a public statement authorizing the release of 3 UFO videos taken by US Navy pilots. The footage depicts airborne heat-emitting objects with no visible wings, fuselage, or exhaust performing aerodynamically in ways that no known aircraft can achieve.
That's pretty cool.
The DoD does not use the terms unidentified flying object or UFO, but it does clearly state the aerial phenomena observed in the videos remain characterized as unidentified. So they basically said these are unidentified flying objects without saying they're UFOs.
So yeah, there you go. So Pentagon declassifies 3 UFO videos after Tom DeLonge leaked them.
Wow. Tommy boy's really? At it again.
So there you go. Still not going to give him any props because it's a lame video. Come on, man. Arizona. We want Arizona.
I want something like the video from Signs where the aliens running through the alleyway.
Yeah.
It would take that before I believe it.
I don't want that because that would mean the invasion's on. It isn't real and the aliens are here.
Whoa, easy now with that sort of language.
Drop the C word. Pack it in.
You got to bleep that.
I know. I wonder how many times I'm going to have to bleep that on this episode. I promise listeners that if we do weird news, we won't mention it.
We need a break from
all that. I
think
you should just cut that whole thing because it sounds like it could be misconstrued as I'm calling to arms people that this is an alien invasion.
Maybe it is.
I don't think it is.
I mean, we kind of knew that his greasy long fingers would be in this pie somewhere, didn't we?
I was hoping so.
Just imagine his greasy fingers greasing up a pie.
No, I'd rather not. That sounds like a terrible porno.
I was just about to delve into like Tom DeLonge impression, but I'm going to save you from that.
No, please don't. I would die of laughter. It would be so on point.
That is so stupid.
What, Tom DeLonge, Willie?
Tom DeLonge, Willie, that is terrible.
That's so terrible. Childish. You're such a child.
Do you want me to leave that in?
Yes, I do. I know you won't. I know you won't, though.
I will. Yeah, normally when I say something stupid, I cut it out, but I'll leave it in. I'll be a good sport about it.
You're gonna try and make it sound like me or edit it to be like, oh, listen to what Beef just said.
Right, so everyone's waited for real footage of UFOs forever, and when it came out, no one really gave a shit. And that's it.
Do you think that's because, like, maybe because they said, oh, yeah, it's real.
People have got enough stuff going on.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I think it's like Tiss said, that stuff like this has sort of come out before. We've seen blurry images, and it's just sort of, like, boring now. Like, unless like, they're knocking on my door saying, you know, hi, I'm from Uranus, I just kind of boring. I'm getting kind of sick of UFO conspiracies.
Funny story. So today, me and Joel were watching, there's like a new science CBeebies program that Joel likes watching. And today they were talking about planets. And he said, Daddy, what are the planets? He said, which ones are they? So I said, I named them. And then when I got to Uranus, I said, there's Uranus. And he went, Daddy. And I said, what? And he went, don't be silly, that's not real. It's like, even a 3-year-old knows that Uranus is a silly name for a planet.
They tried to rebrand it for a while as Uranus, didn't they? But no one's having that. They might as well just call it Bumhole. Yeah. Just rename it completely. Don't try and get me to change the pronunciation. It's like one time I was in with Jibs, right? And we were walking through, it was like going for a night out, Tis was sat at my grandparents' house, and this guy was trying to hand out flyers. He's like, there's a new nightclub opening up, right? I want you to tell me how you would pronounce the name of this nightclub that we read on the flyer. B-A-N-U-S.
Banus.
Exactly. We looked at it, it was like Banus. And it was like no one had ever said that to him. His new club, he was like, he had like a moment of like realization on his face. He was like, it's pronounced Banus. And we just laughed. We're like, mate, we're not going somewhere called Banus.
Banus. Oh my God. Oh my God.
And as if he'd not thought of that.
Someone is going to take that B off the sign. You better nail that B down, boy. Because that B is going to go walkies. It's going to be the exactly. Anus Club.
Exactly.
He must have shown it to someone before.
Yeah, he never thought at one point during the opening nightclub, did he think people are going to pronounce this Banus.
Yeah.
God. Anyway, right. Okay. Who wants to throw a story from the news at me?
I'll do one.
Yeah.
Tis, do you want to go? Or?
It's like a fucking arms race between Tis and Beef because they've got the same story.
Yeah, go on then. No, go on, Beef, go on.
Trying to muscle each other out of the way. No, I'll do it.
Go on, Beef.
Tis, I feel like you might do this better than me anyway.
Nah, I won't.
But, all right, okay. So, I'm looking at the New York Post, but other... This has come from other sources as well. Mm-hmm. May 19th. So when was that? 2 days ago. The headline. This sounds like big news. Are you ready? Brace yourself.
Okay, I'm ready.
NASA scientists detect evidence of parallel universe where time runs backwards. Yeah, let that settle in.
I mean, it was quite amazing before you said that last bit. And now I'm just, how does that even work?
Exactly, right?
So how? What do they mean? So one, how do you find a parallel universe?
I don't know.
Does someone step into it and start getting younger?
So I'm just scrolling through, and obviously my little dodo brain isn't going to be able to understand any of this. But just taking this straight out, New York Post. They use the giant balloon to carry NASA's ANITA, which is the Antarctic Impulsive Transient Antenna.
Okay.
High above the Antarctic, where there's frigid, dry air, which apparently provides the most, like, the perfect environment with no or very little radio noise to distort findings. And then it says, low-energy subatomic neutrinos with a mass close to zero can pass completely through Earth, but high-energy objects are stopped by the solid matter of our planet, according to the report. So that apparently ANITA can pick up those neutrinos. The particle...
Oxide and neutrino.
The oxide and neutrino. Oh, man. It takes me back to the 90s.
Just a little shout-out to any English people who love bad music.
Bound for the Rebound. Is it Bound for the Rebound or Bound for the Reload or something like that?
Bound for the Reload.
Oh, yeah, terrible.
Bound for the Reload.
Oh man, okay, that's going to be in my head for the rest of the evening. So that means the high energy particles can only be detected coming down from space, but the team's ANITA detected heavier particles, so called tau neutrinos, which come up out of the Earth. The findings imply that these particles are actually traveling backward in time, suggesting evidence of a parallel universe, according to the Daily Star. So we know that it's bang on.
But how does time run backwards?
Well,
they just get a clock and get the motor to run the other way.
I just don't understand the logistics of time running backwards. No. Like, there's no start. If it runs backwards, then where does it start? The end of the universe? And then what? People are arising from graves and then getting younger and then crawling into their mother. I don't understand how time can run backwards.
Yeah. Well, let's read on and see if I can find out. So Principal ANITA Investigator Peter Gorham, an experimental particle physicist at the University of Hawaii, suggested that the only way the neutrino could behave that way is if it changed into a different type of particle before passing through the Earth and then back again. Gorham, lead author on a Cornell University paper, noted that he and his fellow researchers had seen several of these impossible events, which some were sceptical about. So he's admitted, and he goes on to admit, that not everyone was comfortable with the hypothesis. It says the simplest explanation for the phenomenon is that at the moment of the Big Bang, 13.8 billion years ago, two universes were formed, ours and one that, from our perspective, is running in reverse from time going backward. Of course, if there are any inhabitants of a possible parallel universe, they consider us the backwards one. And the article goes on. I don't really understand how this is possible, and kind of a bit wary about the fact that they're not all on board with this. Basically, this professor has hypothesized that this is what these particles might be showing. So it's not conclusive, you know. Surprise, surprise, this headline is, you know, a sensational one.
What it sounds like to me is what they've done is it's a very complicated phenomena.
Yeah.
And then for idiots like me to understand who don't have like a physics degree, yeah, they've said, well, what's the simplest way we can explain the behavior of these molecules, whatever? And they've said, well, it's in simplest terms, it's kind of like if time was running backwards.
Yeah,
and that doesn't really convey the full extent of what's happening there. It's just like a very like layman's terms way to explain the behavior of something. So in explaining it like that makes everything get lost in translation. And so I go, how be an idiot like me? Oh, how can people get younger as they go? That's not what it means. And what it means is something I can't comprehend. But interesting if true.
Interesting if true.
I'm going to send this to... Go on, Tess.
I was reading an actual article about...
An actual article.
An actual article. About how that article, quotations, air quotes... is basically bogus. It's basically the New Scientist wrote an article behind a paywall about parallel universes, and the first paragraph is kind of misleading, but then loads of other news places have written articles about the first paragraph without buying the paywall, without going behind and finding out that these studies were like 2 years old and there's loads of loose ends to be tied up before the theory can be really solidified. It's just a running theory.
That isn't the first time that that's happened with New Scientist things. Do you remember us reading about a thing where they confirmed that marijuana was from space or something, and it was like, but if you actually had paid for the full thing, it was not what they were saying, but it was like people read that first thing and ran with it, and everyone was like, marijuana's from space. Yeah, you didn't read the full article. And that's what happens with New Scientist all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for poo-pooing that, Tissy.
That's okay. I was on the same tip as you until I read that article. I was like, oh, this is sick. And then I was like, oh, wait, no. It's all bullshit. It's not all bullshit,
it's the way not, science works, isn't it?
You know,
They're going to hypothesize something and then... like go through it and see if it makes sense, and it's got to be accepted by your peers. If you're a physicist, it's got to be accepted by the people around you who are also looking at the same.
And it's a journalist's job to pick the most appealing points of that research and theory and mash it together into a story which they can sell.
Yeah,
which doesn't necessarily represent truth; just represents
and that. That professor from the University of Hawaii, he's probably reading that news article and rolling his eyes. He's like, yeah, that's not what I said.
Yeah, completely.
So it's just...
Even if that is what I've said, they've sort of twisted what I've said into a way that makes it not make sense at all.
But that's like the job of clickbait, isn't it? It's to take things out of context. Later on we find out it was all bullshit, but they've got their clicks and it doesn't matter. No one's accountable. Too late. No one's accountable for it, so...
Yeah, hell world.
Well, I mean, why not? If you're not accountable for lying, then why not just tell lies if it's profitable?
No, exactly. Think of the shit we put out.
Yeah, precisely, yeah. People buy it all the time. I mean, it's an interesting concept.
I was thinking, we get so many complaints about that fucking Sistine Chapel thing. I was thinking of getting our next t-shirt design that just says WTATU, we know that Da Vinci didn't paint the Sistine Chapel.
Who actually painted the Sistine Chapel? Who painted the Sistine Chapel?
We either double down on it and just be like,
who did?
Da Vinci
did?
Painted the Sistine Chapel, get over did. It. Or we go the other way.
Who actually did?
I don't know. It's a conspiracy theory, isn't it?
Shakespeare.
I'm not a historian.
Banksy.
No.
But then it wasn't my episode, so.
No. I still haven't found out.
But it was, yeah, I mean, if everyone was to record all their conversations with their mates, I'm pretty sure everyone would uncover some bullshit at some point.
If everyone was to listen to everything I was to say, honestly, just be careful.
It was Michelangelo, by the way.
Michelangelo. That is... Yeah.
I thought it was Donatello.
No, it was Michelangelo. It was the party dude.
Michelangelo.
Oh, man.
Michelangelo, when was he around?
Around the same time as Sistine Chapel. racing to say something stupid there.
Okay.
Right, talking of something stupid, do you guys want a story that I found today?
Yeah,
go for it.
Right, okay. This is one that made me do a double take when I read the headline.
Okay.
So this is from The Express. Elvis Presley's ghost appears to King's cousin. Quote, I jumped. Really freaked me out.
Oh, man.
Wait, what? What was that? Read that again.
So I get the headline up. Elvis Presley's ghost appears to the king's cousin.
Elvis Presley's ghost appears to whose king?
As in Elvis Presley, the king.
Appears to his cousin.
Yeah.
So Elvis Presley's cousin was visited by Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who's
the quote,
Elvis Presley's cousin?
I jumped. It really freaked me out.
Who's his cousin?
So Elvis Presley's ghost appeared and touched him on the shoulder, claims the king's cousin.
Right.
And instead of me reading through this news story, I've actually got the video where the guy told the story.
Instead of reading through this.
Yeah, I'm just going to hypothesize what happened. So I think it was a ghost. And oh, no, the king's cousin. I'm just gonna keep calling that. The king's cousin has a YouTube channel called Memphis Mafia Kid.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
And
oh, stupid. You're talking out your banus, mate.
On the episode of his YouTube channel titled Would Elvis Have Quarantined?
Oh, my days.
Oh, fucking hell. It takes a whole world of people to make up
the fucking
this world.
Man. YouTube is fucking, man. It needs to get deleted.
Oh, God. Just throw it all in the bin. It's so useless.
It's not worth it.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so on that episode... at the 5-minute mark, after he runs out of content based on the title of the episode, he just suddenly remembers that Elvis's ghost visited him, so he starts talking about that instead.
Oh my God, how many videos does he put out? Is it a lot?
Oh, I don't know, a lot.
Oh God.
So let's play this short little bit where he talks about Elvis visiting him.
Oh, that is mental.
I'd like to share another little story with you. This is true. Last night, I was sitting right here in this spot, and I was watching some stuff on TV, and I got tired of kind of watching TV, so I turned the TV off, and of course, I put some Elvis music on, and I'm listening to it, and I'm sitting just like this, and all of a sudden, it was like a hand touched me right here, and just, I jumped up, freaked, and got off the couch here and thought it was Teresa, and then I realized that, I mean, there was goosebumps. I mean, every hair on my body was probably standing straight out, and it just, it really freaked me out. And kind of the first thing I thought of is I looked over toward the stereo because the Elvis music was playing, and just got that feeling. But then something made me turn, and I turned. I'm sorry, I've got it blocked, but, and I don't know if you can see it, but right here I have a little picture of my grandmother that just passed away this past October. And, I can't say that it was really anything, but to me it was almost like maybe it was Elvis, or maybe it was my grandmother, or maybe both, kind of saying, hey, you know, we're there with you, and it's gonna be okay. And like I said, everybody believes their own thing. I'm just telling you the true thing, and I'm still freaked over it, but it actually happened, and I, things like that I do believe in, and gonna carry on. It made me feel a lot better. So
anyway, there we go.
Oh my god,
that's what happened to him. Oh
jeez.
Oh my fucking god. I haven't laughed that hard. Oh, God.
I mean,
would he have quarantined?
I like the comments underneath it are really serious as well. They're like, Elvis loved people. I think he would have cared about it. And I think he would have quarantined, like, really throwing that in the ring.
Really?
He would have had to, or he would have been arrested. I don't get it. Like, what? There's no choice.
What are you talking about? He's the king.
He's the king. Would he have quarantined?
By royal decree, he's allowing himself out.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. So that was a silly story that I found today.
I just don't know where to begin with stuff like that.
Fucking hell.
It's like even he doesn't even know what he said. It's like he starts telling it, and then it's like, this is a bit silly, actually. Because he's like, I turned the telly off. Obviously, I'm listening to Elvis. I feel a touch on my shoulder. And then I'm like, was it Elvis? What do you mean? Based on what?
Was it my grandma?
Was it Elvis? Was it my grandma? Was it both?
How does that work?
I don't know.
I would love to quiz him on the intricacies of how that would work. Both.
I mean, they're like, it could literally be anyone, couldn't it?
In heaven.
So I'm really glad that you guys hadn't come across that one yourself, because I thought it'd be fun to surprise you with that story.
No, that's genius. I love that. I love that. And I'm now going to be debating with myself for the rest of the evening. Just would he have quarantined himself?
I almost didn't even tell you the name of the video, because I was like, oh, it's a bit close to the C word. But then I thought, I've got it. I'm very glad I did.
How old would Elvis have been?
What, now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He died
in 77.
He died in his, what, 40s or 50s? Let's get this right, otherwise
so
someone's going to go mad.
He'd be quite fucking old, so I'd say he would quarantine. I don't think he'd want to catch fuck
He'd have
all.
No choice. He wouldn't be able to leave the house anyway.
He'd be shielding. Oh, here we go. Elvis was 42 when he died in 1977. So yeah, he'd still be... He'd be in his, what, 70s, late 70s, early 80s? Early 80s. Yeah, he'd be getting boxes off the government.
Yeah,
he'd be getting boxes of food off the government. He'd be told to shield for 12 weeks. It wouldn't be his responsibility. He wouldn't have to think about it.
But do you guys think it was a ghost or?
Well, I don't know.
No.
I doubt it. But listening to that guy, I doubt it.
No, even he was doubting his own story by the end of it.
Yeah. Because he backtracked before he'd even said what he was going to say.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, could have been Elvis or maybe like my grandmother or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
There was a lot of conviction in what you're saying. So anyway, that's my first story for this evening. I hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Tis, did you have anything else, or did Beef steal your parallel universe thing?
He stole my parallel universe thing.
Have you got something else?
I'm looking
instead
now. Aliens, ghost, goblins. Paranormal investigation focuses on the southeastern Kentucky.
Okay, we've had good stuff out of Kentucky in the past.
Southeastern Kentucky is getting a lot of attention after a documentary series released on Amazon shows details of a paranormal investigation in the area. When was this dated? 2020, yeah, April 2020.
So they're still doing parallel paranormal investigations in the middle of this?
Yeah, several episodes. It looks like a fucking advert for the documentary. It's just
that's what I was going to say. It sounds like they're just putting an ad up for a new doc.
God damn it. Ads everywhere. Just that's what all news articles are. Ads.
Yeah, 60% ads.
Beef, have you got any others while Tiss searches?
Yes, I do. I just had an awful lot of static then. You guys have come back. Or was it static or was it... Oh, no, it's Tiss vaping. Never mind. It's like, what is that noise? Tiss, did you want to go with yours now then? Have you found it?
There's one here saying a group of paranormal investigators are looking for private residences in West Sussex and are looking for people who believe their houses are haunted to contact them. He's a sensitive medium. We set up paranormal investigations in the south to investigate private accommodation like houses and businesses. A lot of groups only deal with venues and don't really look into other spaces.
We've actually been contacted by a few people that do paranormal investigations before.
Where is this, Tiss? You say in Essex?
Sussex.
In Sussex,
yeah. Sussex.
I would like to go on a paranormal investigation with a group.
Yeah?
Yeah, if there's anyone listening who does paranormal investigations and would let me tag along for something, I'll be well up for it.
I would be shit scared.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I know you guys wouldn't. I'd have to report back to you.
Yeah, you can go as our resident.
It would be like when I did the Ouija board.
Yeah, screw that. I'm not doing that. So, Tiss, did you have any more on that or are you looking into it?
No, that's it. That's it. Go on. What's your one, Beef?
I had one that was sent to me. There's a village in Kent which has been dubbed Britain's most haunted village. Okay.
Village thinks it's the most haunted village.
Well, I think you'll find after the compelling evidence I'm about to share that this truly is the UK's most haunted village.
Okay.
With a whopping 15 ghosts and ghouls roaming the picturesque place in Kent. So,
and ghouls.
And ghouls. I mean, I don't know what the difference is.
Can I ask you what website this is from?
I don't want to say.
Is it the Sun?
It's not the Sun. Is it the Star? It is the Mirror, though.
The Mirror. See, it had to be a tabloid, because they always are the type that chuck in the word ghouls.
Yeah, I don't know why.
They just chuck in like that stupid word.
It's when I think ghoul, is ghoul like the...
They get a thesaurus out.
To me, a ghoul is midway between like a ghost and a zombie, something like that. Don't they have ghouls? They've ghouls on Skyrim.
I don't know what clarifies something as a ghoul.
Don't they? They're like the ones that kind of come out of the tombs on Skyrim. And...
1 second.
Oh, he's gone.
So I've got my paperback Oxford English Dictionary here. And I'm going to look up what clarifies something as a ghoul. This is what Weird Tales has gone into. We just read from the dictionary now.
It's compelling stuff.
Is that better or worse than Wikipedia? Okay, ghoul. An evil spirit believed to rob graves and eat dead bodies.
Oh, lovely.
Eat graves?
Why would it do that?
Rob graves and eat dead bodies.
Eat a grave.
Just eating lumps of stone. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a ghost for that description.
Okay.
That's a very odd description, by the way.
That's quite precise, isn't it? I wouldn't have
I didn't realise that a ghoul was that specific. But okay.
I mean, I wasn't expecting it to say it's kind of like a ghost, but a bit different. But I wasn't expecting it to be that specific either.
No.
Apparently...
Anyway, carry on, yeah. The most haunted village.
Paranormal activity has been kicking off quite badly more recently in the village of Plumley in Kent, which is...
Plumley? No, this is haunted.
Yeah, Plumley.
I've heard of Plumley.
Yeah, sorry. Hang on a minute. Pluckley.
Pluckley.
It's probably the same. Pluckley. It's probably the same place.
Pluckley.
It's surely the same place.
Hang on Cluckley. A minute. Right, okay, carry on talking about this. I'm going to do a bit of research while you're talking because I've got to check something.
So it's Pluckley, sorry, but I'd be surprised if it's different to the place that Bob just thought about. But it's a very quaint little village.
Well, I think it's somewhere I was talking about with someone recently. I'm going to try and contact them now.
Okay. But it's where they set the Darling Buds of May. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that TV show? Apparently the villagers have been seeing all sorts of stuff recently. But they've actually, the amount of different sightings that they get are quite cool. So they get the Highwayman. And apparently the Highwayman was killed in Pluckley in the 18th century. Apparently got into a fight with someone and died. And they pinned him to an oak tree with a sword. And apparently he appears near this tree. They also get, apparently, if you walk through the woods around Pluckley at night, you can hear some screams of agony. So I wonder if that's just the man with the swords. He's just in agony.
I think the woods are particularly infamous. Oh my God, yeah, right, okay. I've literally, as I said that, the person I'm talking about just messaged me back and said Pluckley Woods. So
really? There you go.
One of our listeners a few days ago was playing Nintendo with Becca.
Yeah.
And, I came into the lounge and Becca was like, I'm playing Animal Crossing with a Weird Tales listener. And it's Emma, who was over our first ever listener of the week, Emma Apps. Do you remember her?
Of course I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Emma.
Regularly contributes to Weird Tales discussion. And she was talking about Pluckley Woods because it's near to her and is incredibly haunted and saying that we should visit. So it's really odd that you would bring this up now.
Ah, that's strange. Ah, paranormal. But yeah, it sounds pretty cool. The stuff they... So they also get haunted horses. So they get visions. So the villagers see visions of horse... And Emma will be able to verify or... She'll be able to tell us whether this is Strat or anti-Strat. You know, they get visions of horse-drawn carriages. What else do they get? Get a red lady in the graveyard. Lady Dering was buried in the graveyard of the local church, St. Nicholas Church, in the 1100s in a coffin made of lead. There have been sightings of her, now known as the Red Lady, after her rose. They put a red rose on top of the coffin. And she's wailing, she's crying, looking for the grave of her stillborn baby. Lovely.
Oh, God.
Menacing monk. Ugh. Greystone's house apparently gets a ghost of a monk. You know, that's about it. A gypsy ghost. They get ghouls in a pub. That's pretty cool.
Ghouls? Are they eating stuff out of a grave?
No, I don't know. I guess so. And then they have a picture. Which I'm going to try and show you, but it's definitely not going to work.
No, because you've got that blur filter on you. Oh, well, no, I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of... Yeah, I don't know how to take it off. Anyway, so Pluckley. Thieving spirits, here we go. So, the Blacksmith's Arms isn't the only haunted pub in Pluckley. The Black Horse also has its fair share of ghosts. However, they're a shy set of spirits in this boozer, and while they are cheeky... Yeah, this is so tabloid, isn't it? They've never actually been seen. The pub, which used to be a farmhouse belonging to the local bailiff, was surrounded by a moat and is famous for people for things magically disappearing from right in front of people. But it seems these ghosts have a conscience because a few days later, after items disappear, they turn up again. That's clearly, someone's just misplaced their stuff.
Misplaced something, yeah, exactly. Anyone near Pluckley, I'd be interested to know if you've experienced one of these ghosts or ghouls yourself around the woods or village. I know that they do, well, Emma actually just sent me this information, they do ghost hunts in the area. You can go into the woods, you can go around the village.
There's loads, and there's a suicidal colonel. It's almost like a theme park of ghosts. You could go around Pluckley colonel. And just find... Yeah.
What's he doing there?
The second man who took his own life in Pluckley is a colonel who hanged himself in Park Wood. He's been spotted...
Do we have colonels in England? That sounds like an American thing.
Yeah, I guess colonel. We would have done years ago.
Colonel is an army thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm thinking of Colonel Sanders, that's all.
Just seen walking through Pluckley eating some fried chicken.
Someone said something about that Colonel Sanders logo the other day, and it is, I can't get the image out of my head. You know, you think of that picture, yeah? And he's got the bow tie.
Yeah, with the bow tie.
Down.
It's a little man.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
If you look at it if you look at the bow tie as a stick figure man, it's just ruined that logo forever for me.
Yeah,
that logo that was so dear to my heart.
I know. I will never ever look at KFC in the same way again. So yeah, I'd be interested to we'd be interested to hear from people that live, and maybe Emma, maybe you can verify whether this is absolute crud or not. But
she said,
cool.
I sort of hijacked into the phone call because Becca was on speaker with her when they were playing video games, and I sort of said, is it real? And she said, yeah, it's really haunted. Oh, she's just messaged us now. She said, I visited but not experienced anything. Long story short, I did a youth trip there when I was a teenager, and as part of the weekend, we went into the woods at night with one of the youth workers, and they told us a bunch of ghost stories about the ghosts of the woods around a campfire, but never experienced anything ourselves. I know they do tourist ghost walks and stuff, though. So, yeah, I would be interested if any listeners have actually been there themselves.
I might go in the day. I might book like a day trip.
Yeah?
That would. I think there's a market there. I think there's a market for ghost tours in the day for
people
pussholes
like
me. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Not used that word for a while. And I reckon me and Tis could go on like the daytime ghost tours, and you could go on the really scary ones where it's dark and they use fog machines and stuff.
Wait, the fog machines?
I don't know. They just create an atmosphere, don't they?
I've got one here. I don't know how much of a bombshell this is, because I don't know if you know the current theory. It's about Neanderthals. A supercomputer model simulation reveals the cause of the Neanderthal extinction.
Okay.
Oh.
And that it wasn't a climate shift or interbreeding. It was just the rise of Homo sapiens, the rapid rise of Homo sapiens in that area led to the demise of them.
I didn't realise that them interbreeding was a prominent theory.
No, I didn't know that.
Apparently, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
This is...
really cool.
Pretty cool. Interbreeding is pretty cool.
Interbreeding, that's pretty cool.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
So they just got pushed out, basically. They got edged out.
Yeah. Wonder if there was a big war.
Move out of the way.
It should be a film. Like Batman versus Superman, but Neanderthal versus Homo sapiens.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
I just did like a king's cousin. Just slowed down halfway through my idea because I realised it was shit.
So I've got one here that I didn't know. Sorry, have you got more on the Neanderthal tips?
No.
That I'm surprised that you guys didn't bring up because it was tweeted to us a few days ago.
Okay.
This is from a certain someone who's never going to be listener of the week. Anthony Anderson.
Yeah.
I'm just getting the story up now. Okay, yeah, so this is from The Mirror. And a police officer finds human torso in a suitcase being carried by a couple walking on the road.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one. Oh, I'd forgotten about that until you just mentioned it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
So a man and a woman have been arrested on suspicion of murder, no shit, following the shocking discovery allegedly made by a police officer on the Forest of Dean in Gloucestershire on Tuesday night. Police officer allegedly found a human torso in a suitcase being carried by a couple on the English-Welsh border. Two people have been arrested on suspicion of murder after the discovery on Tuesday night, and a large area of the outskirts of Colford in Gloucestershire remains cordoned off. It's understood that other body parts have been found in the surrounding area in the Forest of Dean. The couple were allegedly walking along a road when a passing police officer became suspicious of them and stopped to ask what was in the case. Imagine his surprise.
Oh, man.
That's mad.
He was like, oh, they're acting a bit weird. Sorry, guys, what's in the suitcase? And then when they opened it, it was a fucking torso.
God.
Yeah, that'd be horrific. That is terrible, isn't it?
I mean, that is bizarre that they would just have the torso and put that in a suitcase and walk around with it. I don't know what they're thinking.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, they're clearly mental.
So where was the rest of him?
Gloucestershire, Forest of Dean.
So the head was somewhere, presumably.
They're finding other body parts. So they've cordoned, this is only a few days ago, they've cordoned off the area and they're looking for the rest of the body. They found other body parts in around the area.
Jesus.
It didn't mention if they found the head or not. It just said other body parts.
Oh, God.
What's the reasoning there?
Do you think the killer just thought that because it was like isolation that they'd get away with it, or the killers?
Maybe, but I don't understand the, like, let's walk around with the torso in a suitcase thing. Unless they were going to hide it, unless they killed the body somewhere and they've been moving the parts bit by bit.
Yeah.
And they were moving the torso to hide it at the time.
Yeah, it must have been.
Still.
That's nuts. Like you said, I don't know what you would drive you to do that. I don't get it. That is pretty messed up, isn't it?
That is absolutely mental.
And also stupid.
And now, like I said, I keep thinking about the police officer who, when they opened that suitcase, how do you trauma. React to seeing that?
Yeah.
I think it's... I would be confused because just seeing a torso devoid of appendages, I think I'd be confused as to what I was looking at initially.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd take you a while, wouldn't it, to work it out? It's sort of like, and I guess you'd double take because you would immediately know what it was, but it would take a while for your brain to kind of filter through, did I really just see that, and get to, yes, that is definitely a person's torso.
Yeah, and why is that in this situation, and where's the head, and what...
Would he have a gun on him at that point?
Yeah.
Or a taser?
What's that, Tis?
Would the police officer have, like, a gun or something? Like, would the people, like, try and attack him?
I doubt he would have had a gun on him.
Jesus, what would happen?
Like, general... Bobbies don't carry firearms, do they, in England?
No.
I'm a general Bobby and I don't carry one.
I mean, you'd be pretty scared as well. Imagine that, particularly if you were on your own.
Exactly. They've already done this. I know what they're capable of.
Petrified. Like, absolutely petrified.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's a nice cheery one.
So while you were sharing that, I just messaged our resident Weird Tales and the Unexplainable physicist, Jack Wentworth.
Oh, right, yeah. From the Black Holes episode.
And just asked him about the detection of the parallel universe and if he knew about it or if it was like... Yeah.
Did he just send back a laughing emoji?
No, he sent back a shrugging emoji with beats me.
Oh, okay.
And then he says... And then he says, I get the concept of parallel universes, but no idea how you detect one or know what the rules of physics are there. So,
yeah, that was what my confusion was. Because my understanding of parallel universe is the Hugh Everett theory of, like, you know, every choice is ever made within the universe has alternate outcomes of what could happen. We're living in the one that everything happened in a certain way, but every other instance exists infinitely, so there exists infinite parallel universes. You can't just pass between them. It's different forms of time and space. I mean, that's why I find it weird when they said there's two of them. I'm like, oh, I haven't heard, like, just there's a two universe theory before. That
be loads,
so it confused me. Yeah.
But it's like you say, we don't have any way of measuring that a parallel universe would exist because we don't have that, like Jack just said, we don't have that ability. So it's not like you could measure it and then go, oh yeah, there's a parallel universe, yeah.
Mm.
Like, so would you want them to be able to discover that? Like, would you want it to be possible for them to discover that there are parallel universes, or would that, like, freak you out?
It would freak me out. I would still be very interested to know. I kind of don't want to know what's going on in there, though.
No.
Because obviously there's infinite versions, like the classic theory is.
Yeah.
There's versions of me out there,
yeah,
which are like lottery winners or everything went their way. And I would be like, just in spite of this existence, of this alternate me, you know. But then I guess on the flip side, there's ones that are like way worse off than me.
Yeah, exactly. There's also like heroin addict Bobby injecting into your toes.
And there's infinite universes where I'm not even alive now. I died already at some point. So, you know, there's good and bad. But I think it would be cool to know they exist. I like the idea of thinking, oh, there's other me's out there.
Yeah.
but I don't really want to know what's happening in them.
No.
Because it's everything. If it's infinite universes, it's everything is happening to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just ever so slightly off from, like, there would be one that would be precisely, like, exactly the same as our one, but everything happens, like, a second later.
I've got one more grey hair on my head than currently.
Yeah, exactly.
Without knowing what's going on in those universes, though, it's like Schrodinger's Bobby. I'm like living an amazing life and living a shit life at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So thanks for filling us in, Jack.
Yeah. So we talked about the torso walk.
That's mad.
Yeah, that is freaky. Whereabouts was that again, sorry?
Gloucestershire, by the Forest of Dean. Yeah.
That is mental. I can't imagine that. That sort of thing is the reason I wouldn't want to be a policeman or police officer.
Like, for the one day that you might come across something like that.
Yeah, like every other day you might be doing pretty routine average stuff and you would even get used to seeing dead bodies. And that's a normal part of your job. But that's like the one time in your career where you'd be like, yeah, that was mental. That would be the standout moment, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, because that's an absolutely mental story anyway. Like, that's, I've seen that all over the sort of news.
Yeah, love it.
Great.
Amazing.
I've got a 12-second video clip that I'd like to show you guys. I found this really creepy to watch.
Oh.
So, the headline from this website, I'm on rojackdaily.com. And the headline is, spooky video captures corpse waving from inside its coffin.
Oh, don't. I don't think I want to see this. I feel like I'm going to be sick.
Just that title alone brought chills to my back of my neck.
I think Tiss is crying. That is horrible. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a video with it.
So this was in Indonesia. Okay. And you're going to hear some talking on from the priest. The weird thing is that what the priest is saying at the point where you see movement from inside the coffin is Indonesian, so you won't understand the language, but it translates to God has said in the book of John, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live even though he is dead. Whoa. So he's saying that at this time, and I don't know how well you're going to see this.
Could it be a resurrection story?
It could be a resurrection story. It's very unsettling, though. So let me see if I can get you guys to see this.
Okay.
So you can see that, yeah? There's people at a funeral?
Yeah, pretty yeah. Clearly, yeah.
It's hard to see. I'm going to try that again. Did you see that, like, white...
What's it called? I'll put it on my screen.
Yeah, send us the link, if you can.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll send you the link. That's a good idea. I'm trying to find... It's an 11-second video. It's super short.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if it is a resurrection, you'd hope that he would, like, bang and bang. Like, but imagine that. Imagine if it was a resurrected body and they just got buried alive.
It just waves. It's really odd. That's what people are saying. Is this? Some people looking at the video are like, "Holy shit! That's actually someone in. Like, did they bury someone alive?" And then you have other people saying, "Well, you know, the body changes states. It might move slightly as it's like going underground, because as it's being lowered under the ground or whatever." But it looks to me like a wave. It's very unsettling.
Not that much, surely. This is loading. Well, we're waiting. Do you guys want to see a clip of? A meteorite that was spotted in the Netherlands.
Yeah, go on then.
What?
Has Tiss just seen that clip that I sent him?
Tiss has just seen it.
It's the hand that goes across.
Okay, let me see if I can get it on my phone. It's on YouTube, yeah. Right?
Why put a window in a coffin?
Different customs, mate.
Yeah, true.
Oh my days, that is horrible. That is the most disgustingly horrible thing I've ever seen in my life. That's a definite wave.
It's extremely unsettling, isn't it?
Yeah, that's probably the worst thing I've ever seen. I might not be able to sleep ever again.
It really killed me. When I just sent it to you guys, I didn't watch it again because I was sick of seeing it.
it's not a wave. It's more like a
help. It's like
me.
A hand against
it's like
the glass.
Pressing up
almost,
against
yeah.
the screen. Yeah, I don't like that. I can't watch that.
Grim.
Ever again.
Ever again.
Tiss, what did you think?
It wasn't. I don't know. It was a little bit creepy. It wasn't as creepy as, you know, some of the stuff that we usually get on Ghost Stories.
Right.
But it's quite creepy.
I don't know. I think that was. I'm going to watch it one more time.
I'd go with what those other guys said.
Changes of body the state.
The gas release, yeah, because I don't know, it just didn't look like a wave. It looked like a very...
Like when Bender becomes human and he, like, parties himself to death and he...
Impersonal gesture.
And
yeah.
the air leaves his body and it's like, woo! And they think he's still partying on.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
But would it move that much?
That's what I thought.
I don't know. It's too direct a movement. It's almost like press out.
The only thing I thought it might be is like the angle it's at, like a reflection in the glass, but it looks like it's from that other side of the glass. It doesn't look like a reflection.
How did the arm get up there?
Yeah, maybe it's like, yeah, a coffin doesn't feel like it would be deep enough.
The arm must have been on its chest to begin with, and it must have got moved to the side. And then as it was getting lowered down, it came across and the video just caught that moment.
So I just realised we haven't actually explained the video. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. Like, basically, there's people gathered round a gravesite. There's a priest saying, I'm the resurrection, in not in English. People, like, crying around the grave. And the coffin is getting lowered into it. It has a glass window at the front of the coffin. And at one point as it lowers, like, you see a hand, like, wave across... As it goes down.
I was expecting a bang, a dust cloud, and a coffin door flying off. And a ghoul like climbing out of the thing.
It's like word of the week.
I genuinely wouldn't put it past the internet to have a video like that out there.
I mean, there probably is, but they're false.
At this point now, those videos are so much less believable than they were about 5 years ago.
The only thing that makes me wary about that video... being like a real video is it the zoom in on the right. coffin, like it's like, I mean, it's kind of weird that they'd be filming a coffin being lowered into the ground anyway.
I thought it's weird to film a funeral myself.
Like you wouldn't really film that, I guess, but I don't know, maybe you would. Some people would, I suppose. People film anything, don't they, these days?
They do, but these days.
It's the... But that's so old saying stuff like that.
People film anything these days.
you can even watch a clip of someone having sex if you want to. Can you believe it? Yeah, but it's the zoom in. It's the way that he goes from like panning around at the visitor or the guests, and then there's like a pan in and zoom into the. But still pretty creepy.
It's a creepy visual.
I like that.
Yeah.
So here's a meteorite.
Oh, yeah, the meteorite, yeah.
It's only 20 seconds long. I'm going to see if I can get it to be pretty perfect and see what you guys think.
So what is it? Just a video of a meteorite?
It's just on the Sky News website. There's no text, which is also like... It's either Sky News have gone, I haven't got time to write this up, and they've just posted this video, I suppose. I don't know how, like, clear that... You see that?
Kind of.
No.
It's not very clear.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
When you said a meteorite, cool. I didn't think you meant it was going to be plummeting to Earth.
No, yeah, daytime meteorite spied over Netherlands. I think it would have, like, just says the object can be seen hurtling towards the ground on the horizon. So I don't know if they managed to find it, but I'd imagine it probably would have just fizzled out, like on The Simpsons, fizzled out to the size that it could fit in Bart's pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
Managed to get our weekly Simpsons reference in.
Yeah, I mean, you thought we'd be all out of Simpsons references after that podcast we recorded. But
that's just because I watched that episode yesterday.
I watched so many episodes and realised how much we didn't talk about The Simpsons in that episode. Like, we did.
Well, you could talk forever. You could do a separate podcast, just talk about the episode. Well, there are many.
But... We could talk our whole lives about The Simpsons, to be honest.
Yeah,
I have basically up until now.
Yeah.
So I'm out of stories. I don't know if you guys have any more.
I don't.
I'm out now, yeah.
So we'll start wrapping up, what I will say while we're on the subject of The Simpsons, listeners, if you aren't aware already, me and Beef and Tiss and Rebecca recorded a special episode all about The Simpsons on my other podcast feed. So if you're a Weird Tales fan and like our Simpsons references, you'll probably enjoy that episode too. It's really fun. So it's on the feed for Known For, a filmography podcast. If you search Known For Filmography, that should come up. And there's an episode called The Simpsons 4 and 1 More, where we talk about our four favorite Simpsons episodes each and one more. And there's loads of clips and loads of laughs. And all the people that have listened to it so far have really enjoyed it. So if you haven't, I think you might if you enjoy that side of this show.
Quality. It was good fun recording it.
It was really good fun. And while you're there, you might want to listen to some other episodes of Known For. We did some really good ones recently. We did Arnold Schwarzenegger last month, which was a really, really fun episode and is our longest so far.
Did you do Kindergarten Cop?
Oh, yeah.
I literally watched that on Netflix this week. So good.
It actually holds up. I really enjoyed watching Kindergarten Cop.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. They don't make that sort of film now, I don't think. But I was surprised how much I enjoyed it.
If they make a film like that now, it becomes like The Room. It becomes a cult classic.
And if they make it now, it's cynical as well. It isn't like, that's just straight up like good-natured. It's just is what it is and get on board or don't. Now it'd be like a cynical take on it. And it'd be like winking at the camera about how rubbish it is and stuff. And it's just like, sometimes it's nice to just have a sincere thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so you'll probably enjoy that Simpsons episode. I think we're done with our weird news stories. We've got Listener of the Week. And this is Mihir. He's an Indian listener. He's emailed us a few times. I really enjoy his emails. He always sends nice emails. And he did send us a weird news story for today. And I was going to talk about it, but it got debunked by the time that we came to record. So there was, in his hometown, there was an unexplained booming noise that everyone heard.
No way.
Across the town yesterday, I think it was, as a day for this recording. And it was this big mystery, but today it was not that exciting. It turns out it was a sonic boom from an aircraft test.
Oh, that's pretty cool, though.
Pretty cool. But yeah.
But it's not unexplainable.
Who says that, though?
Well, yeah, maybe that's just a big cover-up.
That's what they want you to think.
Fake news.
So, listen of the week. Mihir, I'm going to not pronounce your surname correctly because I'm terrible at pronouncing everyone's surname, but it's Mihir Bajikal. I really hope I got that right. But yeah, appreciate your emails, Mihir. Thanks for listening. Listener of the week.
Listener of the week. Thanks, Mihir.
Pet of the week.
Obviously.
We get loads of these now. I've been keeping them on file, but I thought let's do a cat because we've had a lot of dogs. We had a turtle, but we haven't done any cats of the week. So this here, I'm going to show this to you guys.
Aww.
This is...
That's a cute picture.
Yeah, this is Everett. So it has one crinkled ear.
Yeah.
And this is Adriana's cat. So... Adriana is a long-time listener and has been in contact with the show many times. I think she's been Listener of the Week at some point, but she nominated her cat Listener of the Week. So
sweet.
Not Listener of the Week. Well, if the cat listens, it's Pet of the Week.
It probably does listen. Oh, sweet. Oh, thanks. It looked just like my old cat, Heidi.
Oh, lovely. I didn't even know you had a cat, Beef.
First, oh no, hang on a minute. I had a cat called Jess, named after Jess the cat from Postman Pat.
Obviously.
And then Heidi, yeah, I think she got given to us by a neighbour, and she was lovely, but she died, obviously, because otherwise, by now, she'd be like 40 years old.
And I would know that you had a cat.
We had a couple of kittens as well, but they were mental, and that was when Joshua was like a baby, and they kept like shitting in his room. Mum's like, I can't have, be training pets right now, so we got rid of it.
Drowned them.
Get rid sounds like drowning. Yeah, no, didn't get rid of him.
We Beef was about to get cancelled.
Take care of the cat situation. You killed them. Yeah, we killed them.
So
anyway,
yeah. If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so. It's unexplainableuk@mail.com. We're getting loads of nice messages recently, so that's great. A little while ago, I said on one of my episodes, if you want me to do a really stupid episode I've got in mind, let me know. And I got loads of messages for that. So the next episode is going to be me doing a bit of a stupid one. Or you could also contact us on weirdtalesandtheunexplainable.com. On that website, there's also ways to support us through various means. You can find our social media pages. You can buy merch on there. All that stuff. You can support my time editing the various podcasts I work on at patreon.com/bobshoy, or you can go to bobshoy.bandcamp.com to buy bonus episodes of all sorts of stuff, which loads of people have done recently, which has been really helpful because I've been getting no money during the thing we're not talking about. And I think that's the outro stuff done.
Sounds about right.
And we don't really have outro music on Weird News. We just end it with a big bong.
See you later.
I'm going to go and do a bong.
This is going to end up a big bong as well. For God's sake. All right. See you later, everyone. Love you lots. We're back for another five-episode run.
Love you. Bye.
Love you lots. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye. 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 All right. Let's save that.
Sweet.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.